I think the France game was a massive game. It had been built up for a long time. It was a big week for us. There was a lot of media around France trying to get revenge and things like that. And us as a team, we just focused on our performance, doing everything we could to win that game in Paris. So now we've done that. The whole team today has moved on to Italy. And if you've watched Italy play Australia, you know that they're going to be a tough team, a tough challenge for us. They're passionate at home, the same as the French. So we've got to make sure we prepare as well as we can and make sure we tick every box like we did against France. Yeah, we'll keep 14 men on the fields, is what we always wanted. 15 men on the field, sorry, is what we always want to do. So just making sure we don't have any of those moments where we lose a player and we have to play with 14. So, but we've got to commend the team. The amount of effort and the physicality that the boys played with was huge, and we always felt as though we had France under pressure.
Hi, good morning, and first of all, congratulations for the big win against France. Considering that Italy is a different side from France, how will it change your approach from the tactical point of view to the match? Maybe Italy is not such a physical team.
Oh no, Italy's a physical side. They do play different to France. They pose different challenges with ball in hand. They're very much coached like an Argentinian team, and Argentina like to throw the ball around. So Italy are very similar. Their game has improved a hell of a lot over the last couple of years, and they're a dangerous side. So we've got to make sure that we understand their threats and prepare as well as we can for them.